Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly with the KWCA Podcast. On today's episode, we have 6A Coach of the Year and Wrestling's Rep for KCA Coach of the Year, Damon Parker of Washburn Rural. With 2-for-2 in 21, state title is now number 3 for Coach Parker and Washburn Rural program. The success of the Junior Ichabods has created quite a buzz and reached the eyes of ears of national audience, with Coach presenting at the recent NWCA convention this summer, along with other media outlets. On today's program is Damon Parker. Coach, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me on again, man. I'm super excited to do this. Let's roll.
All right. The surprise announcement that you'd be stepping away from the boys program last spring was followed by what I could describe as a Pulitzer Prize-winning article by Brett Maycock detailing your struggles with mental health. What was the process like in making the decision to become the girls-only coach, and what led to the article with Mr. Maycock?
Well, the process, I guess that's kind of a two-parter. The process was a long time coming. We knew that regardless of how this season went, it was time for me to work on myself a little bit. I knew that this was going to be my last season. I'm sure on the outside looking at it, it probably looks like, he got a state championship, so he's backing away. That wasn't the case at all. God forbid we finished with a poor finish at state, it still would have been my last year. It was just time. And that's not saying that I didn't love every second to coach on the boys' side. But like I said, I had some personal work that I needed to do. And that's an ongoing process. It's something I'll continue to do for a long time. Why stick with the girls and not the guys? To answer that question, it's not a function of I like doing one more than the other. That's not it. I think there's a little bit more fragility with our girls program at the moment, just because it's such a novel program. It's so new that we don't really have the infrastructure set up there yet. I have a feeling like on the boys side, like Coach Hogan and Coach McBurney did such a great job building that kids club up that, and now especially that we can have Coach Hogan run the show, the boys program isn't going to miss a beat. And quite frankly, our girls program is very strong, but we don't have the infrastructure quite there yet. So I think that the girls still needed us there. And I think it was still manageable for us to do one of the two. And I thought that it was best for the wrestling community if we stayed on the girls' side. Plus, on the girls' side, my wife is one of our assistant coaches, and she does a fantastic job. And it's something that we could do together as a family and keep my kids involved. So we felt it was important to stay there so that we could continue to do that as a family. Now, as far as how that article got started, there are a lot of moving pieces there. We had a lot of help from some people over at Advisors Excel. Bill Kentling and Cody Foster were very influential for me during a pretty tough time in my life. And they had some connections with some people over the Capital Journal. We sat down, we talked with Mr. Maycock and he wrote a great piece and it kind of got a conversation started. It was seen by thousands of people all over the world and ran in several newspapers. And it was a tough thing to do, but I was glad that we did it. And I think it was the right decision.
So what is your basic message to those who may be struggling with mental health issues?
There's a lot, man, but I think it's just something where we just need to get the conversation started on it, because I know from the people that I've coached in the past, it's something that's pretty prevalent with kids, and it's something that, especially in a sport like wrestling that's kind of viewed as a macho sport, it's something that people don't talk about a lot, even though a lot of people are dealing with it. And we want it to be something that's talked about, not just behind closed doors, but that people aren't afraid to talk about, because what we found with this article is the more people talk about it, the more people talk about it. Once that article ran and started gaining a lot of traction on social media, I had coaches from all across the country reaching out to me and saying, "Hey coach, I'm going through the same thing. I'm glad somebody's finally speaking up on this stuff." And that was kind of the aim of the article, not just for other coaches and people in positions of leadership, but for, kids to see that, someone that looks like they've got all their stuff together on the outside, sometimes those people struggle too. And I think it's important for kids that have people that they look up to know that those people are human beings as well.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. So back to the wrestling here.
Yeah, sure.
Now that you have assumed the role of girls-only coach, do you see yourself still having a hand in the boys program, or you keep your distance and let Josh Hogan steer the boys' ship and reach out when needed? Or do you see yourself more day-to-day involvement?
I have 100% full confidence in Coach Hogan. that he's going to do a fantastic job. I'm going to do my best to stay the heck out of his way. Now, obviously, I'll be there to consult on anything that he needs, but he's the right guy for the job, man. Like when people ask me about the success of our program on the boys' side, like, that's not me. Like, a lot of times people look at the high school head coach and they think, oh, man, that guy's doing a great job. It wasn't me. Like, Josh Hogan and Travis McBurney, they built the house, and we just put the shutters on it when the kids get to us at the end. So, like, he's already got a pre-existing relationship with all of these kids, and this guy's been coaching for every bit as long as I have. So, like I said, I'm sure there'll be some day-to-day stuff the first couple of years where, you know, the more the administering type stuff where he may need a hand on some things. But as far as wrestling goes, I'm going to try to stay out of his way and let him work his magic because he knows what he's doing with the whistle.
So I mentioned earlier that you presented at the NWCA convention this summer and our own KWCA clinic last year, and you've been more than willing to assist others and provide tips for program building. What basic practical advice do you have for building and maintaining a successful wrestling program?
Oh man, how much time do you have? There's a lot that goes into it, but I mean, the first thing is you got to get numbers in the door, and I think the most important thing is I was talking with my wife about this the other day. I remember when I first got the job at Washburn Earl, I was listening to a podcast, and Al Golden, who at the time was Miami's football coach, I remember he had just gotten hired there, and he said, you know, nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. So it's about, number one, getting people in the door, and then number two, building relationships with them and letting the kids know that it is absolutely not about championships. It's not about winning matches. It's about relationships. And if you take care of that, then all the other stuff on a long enough timeline will take care of itself.
So from the grassroots level to the Olympic level, the growth and opportunities of girls in the sport of wrestling is truly without precedent. Give a couple examples of how those opportunities have impacted the young ladies in your program.
Well, I think our girls are seeing that there's an opportunity to do this beyond high school. We currently have 5 girls that are wrestling at the collegiate level right now that 3 years ago, that wouldn't have been an opportunity for them. So something that they started because it was like, oh, this sounds like it might be kind of fun. Let's try this out. And then, you know, just 2 years later, they're all over the country wrestling collegiately. And now the other girls that are in our program can kind of see that, hey, those are options. And, you know, we've got a couple girls that are getting recruited pretty hard right now. And one of those schools is in Texas where we had an Olympic champion last summer that graduated from that school. So it's like with the explosion of this sport at the high school level and collegiate rosters getting filled, this isn't a passing trend. It's not a fad. And I think our girls understand that now. And we're really excited for the future because there's so many opportunities for our young ladies to wrestle.
All right. So you've been named the 2021 Coach of the Year on the boys' side for 6A, and additionally have been named the KCA Coach of the Year, which essentially is the overall Wrestling Coach of the Year for the state of Kansas. What does this recognition mean to you?
No, it means I've been around a long time. No, it really just means that I've got a heck of a lot of good people helping me out. Like, anybody that's been in the business for a while knows that, like, generally that award comes to the guy with the title of head coach, but it's that award is earned by a whole lot of people putting in a whole lot of work. And I think that's evidenced by both our boys and girls staffs were selected as assistant coaching staffs of the year. And we couldn't do anything that we've accomplished at Washburn Earl without them and without the help of our whole Washburn Earl wrestling community. Our parents are fantastic and very supportive. And yeah, it's been a collaborative effort with everyone. And it's, I mean, while that plaque will go in the drawer with other stuff, it is nice recognition for our community because everybody knows that they all play a role.
So let us know what we can expect from the Lady Blues in the upcoming 2021-22 season.
Well, I'm not going to give any secrets away, but we got a lot of surprises coming. Since day one, we've tried to stay a little bit ahead of the game. And we spent the summer working on a bunch of stuff that we have never, ever done before. So when we hit the mat in November, we plan on hitting the mat running. And we've got a pretty young team. We, off of last year's team, we only graduated 3 seniors. And now 2 of them are state champs. So those are some pretty big shoes to fill. But we still have, out of 12 varsity weight classes, we have 13 coming back because we had 4 kids that were varsity kids that ended up being injured for the remainder of the season last year, and we get them back this year. So to use the old coaching cliche, we're not trying to rebuild, we're trying to reload. And it should be pretty tough, man. We're looking forward to it.
All right, so we've been visiting with Damon Parker of Washburn Rural, a 2021 6A Coach of the Year and KCA Coach of the Year. Thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Anytime, man. Yeah, you got my number. Call me whenever you want me on here.
All right, well, this has been Patrick Kelly reminding you to get your registration in for the 2021 Fritz Knorr Fall Clinic. Direct your browser to kansaswrestling.org to sign up and get all the information that you'll need. Before we sign off today, I also want to congratulate the other Coaches of the Year honorees that I was unable to get to this year. In 321A, Eureka's Mike Davidson was named 2021 Coach of the Year, and D1 Girls, Quentin Burgess of State Runner-Up Wichita North took the honors. Congratulations to Coach Davidson and Burgess and all the other Coaches of the Year for 2021, including the Assistant Coaches of the Year, our Club Coaches, and Middle School Coaches. With that, we come to the end of another episode of the KWCA podcast. Until next time, thanks for listening.